Hello?
Hi, I have a new claimant on the line, Tanisha Shirley.
Let me see. How do you spell that? T-I-N.
Eesha.
Okay, then Shirley is just S-H-I-R.
Erley.
Sherley.
Right.
Okay, oh, got it. And then is the 214 phone number correct?
Yes.
214, yes.
Got it. Okay, thank you. You can pass them through.
Thank you.
Of course. All right. Hello, Tanisha.
Hi.
There we go. Hello, Tanisha. My name is Oscar on a recorded line. We were just following up with you about the Depo Provera lawsuit. How are you doing today?
I'm finding you.
I'm pretty good too. Thank you for asking. Now, I'm assuming you would like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the lawsuit.
Yes.
Yes, let me try to make this quick here for you. Did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
Okay. Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation or signed documents with another law firm?
Of course, yes.
All right. And then I'm assuming this claim is for yourself, right?
Yes.
All right. Are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
You are. Let me see here. Were you diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes.
You were. I'm sorry to hear that. Let me see here. I lost my pen really quick. Okay, and then when were you diagnosed with meningioma?
2003.
2003. Okay. Let me see. Do you remember the month or the day?
No, the month was May. I don't remember the day, but I know it was May of 2003.
May of 2003. Okay, only because I need to put a day. Is it okay if I put the first? Or do you
I
know if it
know
was like in the.
it was after, it was like the middle. It was the
Okay,
middle of the month.
I can put the 14th.
Yes, that'll be
Okay.
fine.
So the date of diagnosis, I have it as 5/14/20, 2003, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then what is your date of birth, Shirley? Or Tanisha?
April 3rd, 1975. And
75.
actually that day, yes, and actually that day is right because my anniversary is on May 22nd, and I know, so that's around right, the 14th or so,
It sounds about
sounds
right because
right.
it was before the
Yes.
anniversary.
Yes.
Got it. Okay. And then, so the date of diagnosis is 5/14/2003. And then your date of birth, I have it as 4/3/1975.
Yes.
Okay. Do you know anyone else who was injured by Depo Provera? If not, it's okay.
No, I don't.
No? Okay. I just had to ask that.
Well,
Let
I've
me
talked
see.
to several people, but I don't, once I was going through everything that I was going through, no, I don't know about personal.
Got it, got it. Okay, no, that's okay. Now let me see here. Did you use the name brand injectable Depo Provera?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Did you ever switch to the generic version or was it always Depo Provera?
It was always Depo-Provera,
It was always
according
Depo.
to, yeah, it was always Depo-Provera.
Always Depo. Okay. Let me see here. Did you use Depo Provera for at least 1 year minimum?
Oh, yes.
Yes, okay. So within 1 year, can you confirm you have had at least four shots before you were diagnosed?
Oh, for sure.
Yes, okay. Let me see here. And then I just have to ask this question, but I'm assuming that you have used Depo Provera after 1992, correct?
Yes.
Okay. When did you start using Depo Provera, to the best of your knowledge?
It was probably 2000, maybe.
2000, okay. 2000, okay. And then I do need to put a month. What month do you want me?
Oh, you can put it was April, maybe.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Is it okay if I put April 1st?
Yes.
Yes, okay. April 1st, 2000. When did you stop taking Depo-Provera?
I stopped taking it June of 2000, maybe
2008. Okay, so June of 2008. Is it okay if I put the first as well?
Yes.
June 1st.
I'm sorry. I don't have those dates.
No, that's okay. I wouldn't remember when the last time I took medication was, so that's okay.
Right.
It just has to be like a ballpark, so that's okay. Mm-hmm. And then let me see here. Tanisha, can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Female.
Female, okay. And then, Tanisha, your first name, I have it spelled as T-I-N-E-E-S-H-A?
Correct.
Do you have a middle name?
Danielle.
Danielle?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, is that D-A-N-I-E-L-L-E?
Yes.
Okay. And then last name is Shirley. Is did I get it right? It's S H E R L E Y. Did I get that right?
Yes, sir. You did. I'm sorry.
Oh no, that's okay. No, it kind of cut out there. Okay. It was S H E R L E Y.
Yes.
Got it. Okay. Thank you. Do you have a suffix in your name or no?
No.
No? Okay. And then, Tanisha, what is your social, please?
367-825-823.
Okay. You said 367-825-823?
Yes.
Got it. Okay. Thank you. Let me see. And then your email, what's your primary contact email?
H-Town, T-O-W-N, 1225, at mail, mail.com.
Is it at Gmail, at Hotmail, or is it just at mail.com?
At mail, yes.
Okay.
At mail.
Okay.
Got it. Okay. Don't talk about it either.
What was that?
Everybody do.
No, that's okay. But if I send you an email to that, you will receive it, right?
Yes.
Got it. Okay. And then your primary phone number is this one, which is 214-532-4436?
Yes.
Got it. Okay. And then is this phone number a cell phone or a home phone?
It's a cell phone.
Cell phone. Okay. And then what is your preferred way of contact or of contact, calling you, texting you, or email?
Calling or texting, it doesn't matter.
Got it. And then when is the best time to give you a call? In the morning, afternoon, or evening?
Evening.
Evening, okay. Let's see, we're almost done here with the questions. What is your primary address now?
1432 Weston Court, Lancaster, Texas. 75134.
Am I spelling Weston correct? W-E-S-T-O-N?
No, Weston. W-E-S-T-E-N. Weston. W-E-S-T-I-N. Weston.
Oh, okay. W-E-S-T-I-N.
Yes.
Court, Lancaster, Texas?
Yes, 75134.
Got it. Is this a house or apartment number?
It's a house.
Okay.
Weston Court. You might want to put the court on the back of it.
Uh-huh. Okay, let me just repeat it to make sure that I got it correct. 1432 Weston Court, Lancaster, Texas, 75134.
Yes.
And this is a house, right?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, I got that right. And then, do you remember the name of the doctor that diagnosed you?
Yes, the name of the doctor, it's just so, I know it was Larry Simmons, I believe. Sims or Simmons.
Okay, let me see.
I don't have the thing with me right here, but yes. That's a good thing.
What hospital or what city was the hospital in where Larry Simmons is at?
Lancaster, Texas, right down the street from my home.
Lancaster. Let me see. Let's see. Dr. Larry Simmons. Okay. Okay. What's the name of the hospital?
Crescent Medical Center.
Crescent.
Mm-hmm.
Is it Crescent Regional Hospital?
Crescent Medical Center.
Okay. Let me see. Crescent Medical Center?
Yes.
Okay. Got it. And then what? Is this the right address? 2600 West Pleasant Run Road?
Yes, it's on Pleasant Run, yes.
Got it, okay. Yeah, only because that I think the medical center is inside the hospital, right? Crescent Regional Hospital?
Yes. Inside, yes.
Got it, okay. All right, Crescent Regional Hospital, Dr. Larry Simmons. And then the phone number that I have for the hospital, I have it as 469-297-5321. Does that sound about right?
I don't know about that. I can't answer that. I don't know.
That's okay. That's just the phone number for the hospital that is on the website.
Okay.
Yeah, 469-297-5321. Okay, and then you said it was Dr. Larry Simmons. Have you had any prior cancer diagnosis or no?
No.
No? Okay. Dr. Larry was the one that diagnosed you. Was there a different doctor that treated you, or was it the same doctor?
Well, it was a lady, but I can't remember her name, but he was the doctor. I think she maybe was the nurse or assistant or something.
Uh-huh. Let me see here. All right. Let me see. Let me see here. Okay. Dr. Larry Simmons in Regional Hospital. Okay, so I'll just put the same doctor for that area, okay, since you don't remember the name of the other doctor, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And now I just got to copy and paste all of this. Give me 1 second. Okay, we're almost done here. The address, same address, the phone number to that. Okay, let me see here. Are you on the road?
Yes, I'm driving.
Okay, okay. Do you have a copy of your medical records?
Of course I do.
You do? Okay. Now, if we had to get them from you, would you be able to provide them by mail or electronically?
However you need me to get them to you.
I can put both.
Okay.
Got it. Okay, let me see here. And then for this last part, we do need to put an emergency contact. Do you want to put someone that lives with you or someone that does not live with you?
Let's put my mother. She does not live with me.
Okay, this is your mother. What's her name?
Valerie.
Okay, that is... What was the last name?
King, K-I-N-G.
King, okay. Valerie King. What's her phone number?
Let me see. You know, I don't know nobody's number.
Me neither, so it's okay.
Hello?
Yep, still here.
Can you hear me?
Yep.
Okay, hold on. I'm trying to get the number for you. Her number is 989-798-5868.
Okay. 989-798-5868?
Yes.
Okay. Do you happen to know her email? If not, I can just put yours on there.
I don't have her email.
No, okay.
I don't even think she has an email.
No, no worries. Let me see here. And then, do you know her address? If not, I can just put Lancaster, Texas.
Oh, her address. She's not in. She's in Michigan.
Oh, she's in Michigan.
3139 Churchill Lane.
Churchill Lane.
Lane. Saginaw, Michigan.
How do you spell that city? Saginaw?
S-A-G-I-N-A-W.
Okay. Saginaw, Michigan. Okay.
Yes.
Got it. Okay. Let me see here. Are you still driving or did you pull over? It kind of sounded like...
Nope. Do I need to pull over?
Yes. I'm going to send you some documents for you to sign. So if you can pull over.
Okay. Okay. I'll pull over as we speak. Hold on.
Okay. Take your time. Don't no rush into parking.
Okay. Well, I'm just came up to a stop so I can park right here.
Got it. Okay.
Okay, I'm parked. You can send it. I'm parked.
Okay, you parked now? Okay. Perfect.
Yes.
Mhm. All right. Let me see. Let me just review these documents with you before I send them to you. Let me see. So I have your name as Tanisha Danielle Shirley, which is spelled T-I-N-E-E-S-H-A. Middle name Danielle, D-A-N-I-E-L-L-E. Shirley, S-H-E-R-L-E-Y.
Yes.
Okay, your address is 1432 Weston Court, Lancaster, Texas.
Yes.
Phone number is 214-532-4436.
Yes.
Okay, and then your email is htown1225@mail.com?
Yes.
Okay, date of birth is 4-3-1975?
Yes.
Okay, and then your social is 367-825-823?
Yes.
Got it. All right. All right. Now, if you want to, go ahead and put me on speaker. I'm going to send you these documents by email and text. Go ahead and open up whichever one is easier for you.
Okay.
You should see my name, Oscar Rocha, sent you documents for you to sign.
Yes, let me go to the documents.
Yeah, click on the link. It'll send you to a website called the DocuSign. I believe you have to agree to the text messages and
yes.
Electronic signature. Yes. Then you see a big yellow start button. Be on the lookout.
Uh-huh.
There is going to be a box where it tells you to draw your signature. And then there's another
uh-huh.
box where it tells you to draw your initials. So be aware of that, okay?
Okay, so I can push continue on the yellow?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it won't let you move forward until you've completed everything. So if it doesn't let you, you miss something.
Well, it did. It'll say, okay, I push continue. Then
uh-huh.
it says... I agreed to the electronic record,
yep.
so I pushed that.
Yep.
And then I pushed continue.
Uh-huh.
And then I have to read through all this. Okay, now let me put my glasses on.
Okay, yep. I wear glasses too.
Okay, and it messes up my eyesight. Okay, hold on. So this first one is asking for my... client signature.
Yes, so there's one where you need to sign, and then there's another one where you need to draw your initials. Okay?
Okay. Okay. Client signature. Well, on the first one, it just says sign. So let me do a signature.
Mm-hmm.
Accepted by. Okay. Sign and a dot. Okay, then the next one is just, what is this? It says signature print name. It's already printed for me, so I guess I'll just sign my initials here on this one.
Yeah, does it say initials?
Yes.
Okay, then, yep, initials.
And then on the other one, it says initials T. Where did it go? TF. Okay, then this one says initials TF. There we go. There we go. There we go. Finish. Okay, you may download or print using. Okay, continue. It says you may download or print using the icons above.
Okay.
To learn more about.
Let me see.
Continue.
You already sent it to me, so I got it. But yes, you can download it too. That way you have a copy of it.
Okay, cool.
I see your paperwork here. Let me just make sure that all the signatures are correct. Okay, you put like the signatures on top of each other, right? Okay, I see that. I see your initials there. I see your signature. I see your initials. TS. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yes, so everything is good now. I'm going to go ahead and send these documents over to the attorneys that we partner with. They're going to call you here in the next 3 to 4 days.
Okay.
It is very important that you pick up that call because they need to verify this information with you personally in order to get this claim started, okay?
Okay.
I would say the most to give it is 7 days for that call. I will also text you my personal number, so if you have any questions or concerns, you can reach out to me. Or if it takes over 7 days and you haven't gotten a call, you can reach out to me and I can see what's going on, okay?
Okay.
Got it. Okay. But yeah, we're done for now. Just be on the lookout for that phone call in about 3 to 4 days. Okay.
Okay. Thanks a lot, sir.
Of course. I appreciate your time. Have a good rest of your day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.